talking with University of Minnesota Extension Educator Jared Goplin. And Jared, you're situated in southern Minnesota, and right now a lot of guys are, a lot of alfalfa is growing down that way, and it looks like winter was actually pretty fair to the alfalfa crop. Where do we start when we start to get out back in those fields and evaluate what we have with alfalfa?
So I guess really, you know, rule number one when it comes to evaluating alfalfa stands in the spring is to, you know, give it enough time. We don't want to make any decisions to rip up a stand too early. So, you know, even though maybe parts of the field are greening up, which is kind of the situation we're in right now, you know, good portions of fields are greening up, but there are still a few areas that aren't, you know, really haven't really started growing yet. So it's important to give those areas a little bit of time and to get out and dig plants in those areas and the places that are greening up as well, to actually look at the plants to see whether or not they look healthy or not. Because, you know, some areas that might have had a little less snow cover, a little bit more stress, they might be a little slower to green up in the spring, but they're still going to recover and be just fine.
And so while we're, you know, talking maybe winter kill was a little more, I guess, less prevalent this year, what about drowned out? Because we know there was no shortage of moisture anywhere in the tri-state area this year.
Right, yeah, and I think Minnesota especially is going to have, you know, a little bit of everything in the state. Obviously, we've had a lot of interesting precipitation patterns in the last year or so. Last year this time, we were really talking about a lot of widespread winter kill in southern Minnesota especially, and a lot of that came down to we got really cold last winter, and the frost went very deep, and that all happened before we had much snow cover. So, you know, we were really exposed early in the winter, and it just put the alfalfa and other perennial forages at a higher risk of winter kill. This year, you know, thankfully we did get that snow cover early. So, you know, the frost in a lot of cases, you know, where we had good snow cover didn't go very deep at all. So, and the soil temperatures really stayed pretty darn warm. I know our probe in Morris really only got down to, you know, low to mid 20s at that 2 to 4 inch depth. So, you know, it really stayed at, you know, a level that the alfalfa was really pretty happy all winter. Now, you mentioned drown out spots. You know, that's where it gets to be a little more of a curveball, especially if you go up into the valley. You know, obviously things are a little bit flatter, a little bit more precip late in the fall, you know, compared to southern Minnesota and other places. You know, those areas are probably going to have more issues. And certainly it's probably a little bit on the early side to evaluate some of those stands, but I do anticipate some drown out issues, especially as you go further north.
So when we talk about stand evaluation, Jared, walk us through that process. What's a quick and simple way farmers can go out and evaluate those stands?
Yeah, so I guess, you know, once you see it start to green up, or even, you know, before, if you're really wondering what to do, walk out into the field. Like I said before, don't make any rash decisions just yet. Grab your shovel, go out into that field, dig some crowns. Dig some plants that are in a good spot of the field, dig some crowns, some plants that are in a brown spot, and take a look at those. And really what we're looking for, if you grab your pocket knife, split those crowns up, we're looking for the consistency of a potato. So if you think of cutting a potato open, that's really kind of what we're looking for. So something kind of off-white, turgid, you know, not brown and mushy. It'll be pretty obvious if you have some type of damage there. Older stands will typically have a little bit of kind of rot going on in that stem just due to buildup of disease and traffic and those types of things. But really what we're looking for is a symmetrical crown that's greening up on all four sides and has that kind of off-white potato appearance in the middle. And if you have all those things, you know, you should be able to recover fairly well for the most part.
And Jared, kind of moving off the subject of alfalfa, well, that's coming to life and starting to green up. Other farmers are focused on getting some of that crop in the ground, and that's already happened in southern Minnesota. So if you can give us a quick update on where we at is as far as getting closer to that planting progress.
Yeah, so we're certainly a little bit excited in southern Min for the first time in at least 3 or 4 years. A lot of guys are able to get some small grains in, you know, kind of on time. Certainly there's not a lot of small grain acreage, but really it's the first time we've been able to get wheat or other small grains in the ground before May. So, you know, a lot of guys are excited about that. Guys with just corn and soybeans, they're getting excited as well. I know there has been a little bit of corn that went in the ground. At least one of our neighbors did yesterday. Certainly soil temps are still quite cold. I was just out, checked some, and they're still right around freezing. You know, we were down into the 20s last night, but we do have a pretty good forecast, and it looks like we'll have some sunny weather and looking to warm up. So I think a lot of planters will be rolling. The field conditions are pretty good for the most part, better than they have been for the last couple of years. So I think a lot of guys are excited to get out in the field, especially given all the stuff going on right now.
And so, Jared, is there kind of a general checklist that farmers can have in their head if they're on the fringe?
Certainly that soil temperature, you know, is going to be a factor in looking at that forecast. I think at least in this area, a lot of guys learned some lessons last year. You know, we had a lot of very poor conditions at planting time. We got to be into mid to late May, and guys were really into conditions that they shouldn't have been. And I think a lot of those situations, people realize that. So I think guys this year are going to be a little more cautious in terms of getting into fields before they're fit, making sure that they're not, you know, in those muddy conditions, and also looking at that forecast and looking at that rainfall and temperature forecast, just to make sure we're not going to end up with some stand issues, which certainly was the case last year.